popularization of neo-magic, especially among youth. In times past, adolescents expressed their angst by furtively committing acts of rebellious art in public places. Such displays, our ancestors called it graffiti, are found throughout the historical record, from crude sketches on the walls of the prehistoric Liang Timpusong caves in Indonesia to holographic erotica found on the lower decks of the Titan space station. This teenage art has always been a nuisance, but at least it could be washed away. Today, with the rise of neo-magical graffiti, we face a more serious problem. Juvenile shenanigans, like the latest fad of turning street lamps into multicolored carnivorous flowers, are no longer mere annoyances. They pose a serious danger to pedestrians. We must put a stop to this childish behavior before it threatens the social order. After this point, the record is unreadable, but the concern expressed is unmistakable. We sympathize with our predecessors because younger magi today find it hard to believe that only a few centuries ago most people were blissfully unaware of the power of consciousness. They lived during dark times when the most educated minds had convinced themselves, despite an enormous body of evidence to the contrary, that reality emerged solely from very